Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow. TireRack.com
is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. We're brought to you as well by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. For the next 3 hours, you will not be disappointed on this Worship Wednesday as Rob Parker and I get it in. And speaking of Rob Parker, I want to ask him, why on your Zoom do you have a picture from 1987 of you? You trying to fool people?
No, that ain't it. You know what's funny is I never knew this, Chris, until I started working at the Daily News. And first of all, how are you on this Worship Wednesday?
I am great.
And, you know, like, I never realized that when I was a kid looking in the newspaper, right? And I remember the TV columnist for the Daily News was Kay Gardella. And I used to see her picture all the time, Chris.
Right.
I get to the paper. I started there in 1986, and this woman is there, and I'm looking at her, and it's Kay Gardella.
You feel like you know
her. But the picture, Chris, is like from 30. Oh. They, she ran the same column for 30 years. I'm like, that's Kay Gardella? She never had an updated picture.
Right,
so this
right.
is the
no,
80s.
People do that, right?
So the picture was from the 50s, Chris. I'm not even kidding you.
Really?
I was like, because remember, the paper was black and white back in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just looked at a picture and I was like, okay, I've seen this picture for my whole childhood.
Did you recognize her immediately?
No, I was like, who is this woman? No.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, that's Kay Gardella. I shouldn't be saying her name, but Kay Gardella.
Is that the picture you used for your first column?
So that was a picture. Yeah, I think it's a column picture. I don't remember which paper. I would have to look at it again. Let me see real
quick. What was your first column? My first column picture was in the Akron Beacon Journal.
Mine was in the Wilkes-Barre Times Leader when I was 21 years old.
Did you have a column?
Yeah, a track column. A weekly track column. That was my first, where I had my picture on it. Let me just see, Chris. I'll tell you where this picture's from.
That's from the
Detroit Free Press.
So that's back the one in, like, they ran 93. In the paper?
Yeah, back in 93.
I used to, Rob, you probably don't remember this, but we knew each other back then. I used to go by, and at my byline.
Christopher D. Broussard.
Yes, Christopher D. Broussard.
Now, look, I knew that.
How'd you know that?
Because I remember your byline. Yeah, Christopher D. Broussard. Would I know that? Nobody would know that.
Well, in fact, when I got the NBA beat for the Cavs, and they put my, I did a Sunday column for the NBA, so they put my picture in there. You couldn't fit Christopher. So that's when I changed it to Chris.
Right, it was too long.
Yeah, it was too long. And I always went by Chris anyway. I've never gone by Christopher except
for my byline. It's funny you know that. Like, certain bylines I do, I remember Curtis Bunn, who was a beat writer, covered basketball. You know that. And his byline was Curtis G. Bunn. I still remember he had...
Says all the brothers... A lot of brothers want to have that middle initial.
Yes, I didn't have mine.
I don't know why. You never did it?
No.
Well, you and I, when we see Stephen A. Smith, we call him Steve.
Right. That's what we know him by.
Right.
Right. That's what we know him by.
Steve when we were...
And last thing, real quick, about the initial and all that. I remember my dad, when I got the job at the Daily News, and my dad and I are talking and just chilling out, and he's looking at my byline, my first byline, right. You know what I mean? And then he says, you think you'd be a proud dad, just like, hey, that's awesome, whatever. He's like, I just thought you would put Robert Lee Parker Jr. Why Rob Parker? Like, that's what he said to me. I was like, Dad, that's what I go by. I'm not. But he wanted, because his name is Robert Lee Parker Sr.
Yeah, right.
Right, so he was like, I just thought you might use your whole name. I was like, nah.
Now, you've always been Rob. I think you said, didn't you say you used to be Bobby?
No, yeah, my friends, Bobby.
Really? High school and everything, you were called Bobby?
No, just my neighborhood. In my neighborhood, my friends call me Bob, my friends, but my high school friends, Rob, always Rob.
Okay.
All right.
Well, look, the Odd Couple crew is here. Of course, DJ Alex Tyshirt back, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and twos. Super producer Rob G's in the house on the updates. That's right. The loquacious Brian Finley
Daddy.
And Elijah Cebunya is on the social media. All right. Let's get it popping, Rob. And last night, we finally got the World Series set. Of course, the Texas Rangers from the AL and the Arizona Diamondbacks, who beat the Philadelphia Phillies last night in Philadelphia 4-2 to advance to the World Series. And Philadelphia, Rob, of course, had the home field advantage. They had been 6-0 going back to Philadelphia, up 3-2. So if you're a Phillies fan, you had to feel great about your chances of at least getting one of those games. And, of course, they didn't. And it was ugly. You know how Philly is, Rob. Those fans will let you know when they are not happy, and they are not happy.
And Chris, rightfully so. They have a right to be unhappy of what happened. Remember, this team went to the World Series a year ago.
Yep.
People expected them to go back, especially when they knocked off the Braves again. That was the team that was going to be in their way.
Yep.
And then the Diamondbacks, they blow game 5, as you remember, right? They had a lead in that game, blew that. Still, people felt like you did. Like, they're coming home. All they got to do is win 1 of 2. To me, Chris, this was a colossal choke job by the Philadelphia Phillies. And if people in Philadelphia want to boo them, be pissed, let them have it. They have a right to do that. This team choked when it mattered most. Chris, You remember in game two, they won 10-0. People were like, this series is over. They won the first two games. It's a rout. Oh, Diamondbacks can't compete with them, blah, 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 blah. Their star hitters in the last two games at home combined to go 3-36. Chris, 3-36.
And Rob, you and I have been talking about, okay, this is Bryce Harper's time. He's about to become a face of the league again. Didn't he go 0-7 in the last two games?
Yep.
And Trey Turner 0-8.
And Trey Turner batted like 350 in the playoffs. Yep. But in the biggest games, they did not come through. They didn't get blown out. This wasn't like with the Astros, Chris. And I'm not giving them a pass. But they didn't play well at home all year. They had only won one home game. During the postseason, they had a losing record at home. During the regular year, Philly, like you said, was 6-0 at home and looked like a machine. There's no way that they can come back home. And we're not discounting what the D-backs did, Chris. They are a good young team and, more power to them.
You do have to say this, Rob, and this just adds to everything you're saying. The D-backs, along with Miami, had the worst record of anybody in the playoffs.
Right.
So that, we know Philly didn't, run through the regular season, had the best record, but Arizona had the worst. 84 wins. And we get anything can happen in baseball in the playoffs, but still, that just makes it even worse, right?
It does.
It's like losing to an eighth seed or something,
I get it. Bryce Harper's taking responsibility, which I'm not surprised, Chris, because that's his makeup.
He's a good guy.
But what a choke job. I mean, you cannot. A chance to go back-to-back to the World Series, and this could have been your year to finally win it, and you have a 3-2 lead. You come home. You got to win one game, right? And you can't get it done.
Yeah, it was a mess. It was, I got to be honest, I don't know what else you could call it. And you can call it Houston, losing their two at home if you won the choke job. But like you said, and that's fine. I mean, if that's what somebody wants to call it, fine. But Philly had played well at home, not only in the postseason, but the regular season. Astros, of course, didn't. And this was, I don't know what else you could call this, Rob, but a choke job.
Right.
Like you said, when your best hitters who were raking.
They were hitting home runs left and right. Yep. They were doing big time hits, all kinds of stuff. And then to go out with a whimper.
Go cold? Absolutely. Nah, that's what this is. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Yeah. All right, we're going to throw it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want if somebody just says they lost to the better team and this wasn't a choke job, I want to hear from you.
I mean, look, like you said, let's give Arizona credit. I love their speed, the way they play. I mean, they're exciting. They're fun. And like you said, they're a young, hot team. But you cannot tell me the Phillies lost to the better team. I'm sorry.
Right, I'm with you. I can't buy it. I can't buy it. They choked this down. And Philly fans, this, Chris. You have a window. Last year they went. It was another opportunity. Yeah. That ain't no guarantee. You think the Braves and Dodgers and Mets every year are not going to be making a viable chance to go to the playoffs and come out of the NL? I mean, this was your window.
Well, and Bryce, and we've talked about Bryce. We thought this would be the year he'd get it. And, Rob, we've said it before, in baseball it's a little different. I mean, yeah, it'd be great if Barry Bonds had won a ring, but, nobody really kills him because he didn't. We get that baseball is, you need pitching.
You need pitching. You need other stuff.
You need other guys to hit, right. But, Rob, the fact that when he left Washington that they did win, and we're not saying blaming him, but you know what I mean? That, to me, that adds a little something to, he needs to get one.
No, there's no doubt, because that's the way it looks. They didn't need him to win, now to have
and
this happen.
They offered him that, the big money was there and everything, and he left. And they go ahead and win a championship without him. And now here he is failing to deliver on the big stage once again. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. Simple question. Did the Philadelphia Phillies choke? And what are your thoughts about it? 877-996-6369. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Couple, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. The soulful sounds of the great Fred Hammond. We are in the final stretch here to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup Championships on November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now, so get your tickets today at BreedersCup.com. We want to give you time to weigh in on the Phillies' choke job. There's no really nothing else to call it. 877-99 on Fox. What are your thoughts?
All right, Jabari in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jabari?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Man, yeah. I mean, there's no other way. I mean, they are the 15th team to blow a 2-0 lead in a 7-game series. I mean, the last team to do that was, as y'all know, 0-4 Yankees, and they blew a 3-0 lead. That's
right.
The worst part there. You know,
yeah,
so,
that's the
worst ever. I mean, yeah. I mean, for the Phillies, like, the game was in your hands. I mean, for you to beat the Braves and then the Dodgers are on your way. Although I believe they would have beat the Dodgers if they would have met in the NLCS.
Right. It was right in their wheelhouse.
Well, I don't think we can say anything that we know anything would have happened.
The only reason I say that, Chris, is the Dodgers didn't have pitching. Like, if they would have got past the Diamondbacks in the first round, I don't know if they had enough pitching for a 7-game series. But Jabari, I get what you're saying. Like this is bad, especially, Chris, after game two, 10-0. Remember, people have written off the D-backs, right?
Yeah.
Jabari, absolutely. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Is it Manuel in New Jersey? Manuel.
Hey, Rob.
How are you?
I'm doing good. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to Chris Broussard. Like, he's somebody I watch twice a day between your show and First Things First. And yes, I wish I could be half the guy he is sometimes. But
oh man, thank you, wow. man, for real. I appreciate that, brother.
I mean, you're talking about height-wise, or you mean Chris? I'm just trying to figure it out.
No. I'm talking as a person. Yes.
You can.
Go ahead. I'm just kidding.
But you know what, though, Rob? The Phillies blew it. You're talking about a Phillies fan since 93. Now, but the reason they blew it is two reasons. First is coaching. Second is analytics. Rob, how many times we saw this before? You play your best pitcher. I don't care if it's 3 days rest, 4 days rest. Your best pitcher should start the game. But now with his analytics, Zach Wheeler didn't start the game. I would have liked him better had we, if we go out with our best arm, I'm fine by that. But to not let him start the game, I thought was a tragedy.
And the other thing, too, Chris, Taiwan Walker, what did he win, 15 games this year? He didn't pitch.
Right.
He didn't pitch. How?
What was their reasoning for that? It's got to be out there. Somebody had to ask him about that.
Yeah, he must have been in the doghouse or something. I know. I mean, I'm not saying like he had the greatest ERA or whatever, but he won 15 games, Chris, and they kept bringing out Kimbrel, who was struggling. I mean, maybe you need to get Taiwan Walker to get a couple of outs. You know, not start or not pitch the whole game. He didn't pitch at all. I think he won 15 games during the regular season, and he didn't pitch at all. That's crazy. Tarek in Toronto, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Tarek.
First of all, I enjoy your banter. You guys should do like a second podcast, just talk about random stuff. I really enjoy the conversations about just sports stuff. You guys,
What's crazy is there's so much, and it's true, like. Being in the business and stuff that we've gone through and experiences and like that, it would be like that. Not like just talking about covering games you remember, other reporters you met, and you know what I mean? First time you met somebody.
Time we've taken listeners behind the curtain, it's always interesting stuff. We take it for granted, but it's stuff that the average person doesn't know.
No doubt.
And always love the baseball talk. But anyways, I think Philadelphia left their offense in Arizona back in Game 5, and this series should have ended in 5 because if they don't blow Game 3, then Wheeler wins Game 5, and that's it. But the Philadelphia offense completely choked.
Once they gave them life, you give a team life.
Life, yep.
Yeah. Right? You got to step on them when you got them down. That's all there is to it. You know, we've seen it happen a lot of times.
And it's happened.
Give
it's
somebody
happened.
Life, yep. And next thing you know, everything swings.
Right. And if you're Arizona, they come to Philly and it's like, hey, we're just playing. Nobody expects us to win both games. We don't have any pressure. The pressure's on the home team. They're supposed to win.
Right. Absolutely. All right, Tarek. Thank you, brother. All right, Greg Jennings around the corner. I know
we need to talk to Greg. Yes,
for this interview. but first, the loquacious.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
A Super Bowl champion. Fox Sports Radio, NFL.
Greg Jamie.
First things first, Carton Show, NFL analyst, Mr. Universe. I mean, I could go on and on praising him. I'm trying to make him feel good because Greg Jennings, our next guest, we love him. Buckle up, my man, because my partner has been waiting all week to get you on the airwaves to see what you got to say about your Detroit Lions. I'm just going to let Rob take it from here. Greg, welcome.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
What's happening, Rob?
You don't sound that
good.
You
sound about as lively as the Lions looked on Sunday.
My goodness. And, Greg, I'm going to say it. If I didn't know you played in the NFL and were a great player and, my God, won a Super Bowl, I'd have to question it. First, Daniel Jones is a top 10 quarterback, and then the Lions are the best team in the NFL or what did you say, NFC or NFL?
NFL.
NFL? Can you please answer that? Because once again, your hyperbole swung and missed with your overanalyzation of some of these players and teams that might be pretty good, but to crown them before they do anything and have the Lions lay a big dud right in front of your face, I want you to answer. Do you still think they're the best team in the NFL?
Nope.
Boy, that was quick. What happened?
So, what happened,
Greg?
I mean, look, everybody gave up a bad game.
Right.
Do you talk this up as a bad day? You probably had them at times playing for the Packers and other teams. Is this just a bad day, or is – we know they're not that bad as it looked, but, you know, are they not the team that – you're not the only one. There are a lot of people saying they were a contender now. Are they not what some people, you and others, thought they were? Or was this just an aberration?
So I mean, they definitely had a bad day, period.
Right.
Point blank stop. I think losing or not having David Montgomery really hurt them a lot, not being able to turn the ball around and hand it off and get those hard physical yards. When you think about a guy like Jared Goff throwing the ball 50-plus times, like that's not who they want to be. You know what I mean? That's not hard, physical, Dan Campbell-type football. Defensively, they didn't show up. Offensively, they couldn't put the ball in the end zone. It was just a bad day. And teams I still feel like they're a really good team. They did exactly what, Rob, you spoke about last week, which was falter when you expect them to do something. It's like, nope, they're going to do what they always do. Until they've done it, you can't give it to them. And that's unfortunate because they are, I still do believe they're one of the best teams in the NFL. And they caught the Baltimore, however, had the best performance that we've seen this year.
Greg, there's no doubt about it.
The Niners over Dallas, but one of them's for sure.
Yeah, no, Baltimore played great, and I get it. My thing is, Greg, not that it would be a crime for the Lions to lose in Baltimore. That's not the crime. Is that was the measuring stick everybody was talking about. Let's see where the Lions are. And then for them to like be a no-show, the defense, a no-show, like that was the part that was so shocking. They could have lost the game, right?
And disappointing because you like even had they lost, but they lost respectfully. And I know nobody, no one more than myself.
But I know what you mean, right?
Moral victory. But if they would have lost respectfully, it would have been like, okay, I mean, they're in Baltimore. The Lions are for real. I mean, but the way and the fashion of which they lost, it was like they just got manhandled. They look like the Lions of yesteryear, right? And that's the problem.
Greg, we saw some other teams in this week and the past week before that lose to worse teams. I mean, the Niners have had two bad weeks. Of course, Philadelphia lose. Cleveland's actually pretty good, but at that point, they had their third string quarterback in. Now, is it as simple? We see good teams, maybe even great teams, every year lose to bad teams in the NFL. Is it as simple as every team has got talent, and if you take them lightly, you can be beat? Or what is it? Because, you know, college, you don't generally see great teams lose to teams that are worse than them, and obviously not high school. But so why do we see it so much in the NFL in the regular season?
Well, it's a culmination of all of that, right? Like, a lot of teams have really good quarterback play. A lot of teams have really good defenses. And or any given week, given the game plan and matchups, you know, when we play, everything is about matchups. And some teams match up against other teams better than what we think a team should match up against them and be able to be competitive. And so when we look at the league this year, I mean, it's great for us because we don't know what's going to pan out, right? Like, we can talk about the Miami Dolphins looking like a high-flying machine, but then get stifled in Philly, and Philly looked great. Like, it's just one of those years where it's going to be exciting. It's going to come down to who's playing the best football at the end of the season and going into the postseason.
Greg, a couple, And I'm no one saying that Brock Purdy's been exposed or he's a fraud. But 2 weeks ago, people were saying, hey, this guy's the MVP, blah, 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 blah. And now the last couple of weeks, and especially this past game, where he threw two picks in the final six minutes of the game, he just has not played the same. What's your take on Brock Purdy? How does he look now as he gets to play more and more games? And maybe not with a stacked squad like he had his first 10 starts.
Yeah, so I think what happens, it's, again, it's coaches and defensive coordinators and defenses getting a beat on what makes him uncomfortable and what to take away, how to attack him. Like, once you get a beat on that, it's like, okay, and you can continue to excel and thrive, then it's like, okay, this is a player, which is why – for me, it's not that he can't play, because I think we all believe that he can play.
I agree.
It's a matter of, is he one of those elite players at that position? And the only way for us to truly measure that was to see if he can do it without having this full weaponry of arsenal at his disposal when he didn't have it. Can he elevate his level of play and then be the dependent at quarterback, which we know that they have to be at times when you have to win some of these close games, and he just hasn't found a way to do that yet. I'm not giving up on him by any measure, but I think it speaks volumes that he hasn't been able to show us, like, the level that we are hoping or we're kind of pushing him towards as far as MVP talks and all of that. As far as elite quarterback play, this is why you can't crown guys too soon.
Well, they got Cincinnati coming up, and I don't know if you've heard Brock Purdy's in concussion protocol. And
yes.
So it looks like he's going to miss that game. How do you think Sam Darnold will do?
See, here's the thing. Like, I'm cool with Sam Darnold because later when guys have had struggles early in their career and they find a way to give a quarterback or a team a spill and they're not expected to be the starter, it's a different approach mentally. Like, he's not playing like, oh my gosh, I don't want to mess this up for this team that, you know, we have all these aspirations. He's just in there right now to be a veteran guy who understands how to run the offense. We know he can make throws. Has he matured? Has he developed mentally to where he sees the game and he can make those throws and execute without turning the ball over? That's what you want to get out of a Sam Darnold. You're not looking for him to hand him over the keys of your franchise and say, oh, he's arrived now. There's very few guys that end up doing that. Geno Smith is being one of them, and it just doesn't happen like that. So I expect Sam Darnold to have success. But I also expect him to look like a backup quarterback.
You know, I just got a text from Grimace, and he said he'd rather have Ronald McDonald than Sam Darnold, so I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. Can always count
a
on
for
you.
Effort. How about that Grimace? You remember Grimace, the McDonald's character? Grimace.
Yeah,
okay.
I remember Grimace.
All right,
you mentioned Greg, Miami.
Go ahead.
You mentioned Miami, Greg. Now, look, the five teams they've beaten have a combined record of 8-25. And we know both times they've stepped up in class. Buffalo beats them by 28. And as you mentioned, Philadelphia, you know, beats them soundly. It wasn't a complete wipeout, but beat them soundly. Do you think that – I mean, I think they're a playoff team. I think most people feel that. But to me, they are a tier two team that's not ready for the Phillies, or, you know, the San Franciscos, the Baltimores, the Kansas Cities of the world, largely because of their defense, but there's other things. What do you think about Miami? Where are they at?
Yeah, I'm still questionable about Miami. It's hard for me to say that they're tier one because they, like you said, they've shown flashes against teams that they're supposed to beat. And in this profession, in this game, you got to win the games that you're supposed to win. But when you are trying to get to the top, you got to steal some of those games that you not necessarily are supposed to win. And Miami just hasn't been able to do that yet this season when they've been given these two opportunities. But for me, watching them, understanding why they had some struggles, defensively, they're going to continue to struggle. They're just not a good defensive team. Now, they get some players back. Hopefully, Jalen Ramsey can give them a lift. Xavier Howard, obviously, he was out. But you look at them offensively, even losing Waddle in that game early, like, it hurt them. They are a team that has to have all things working together, and then we will see them compete, I think, a little bit better against those Tier 1 teams that we hold there.
All right, that's our man Greg Jennings.
Greg,
answering the call. We appreciate it,
brother.
You're
still my man, Greg. You're my man no matter what, okay?
I appreciate you, my guy.
No doubt.
All right, brother, have a good week, man. Shackle City's next, and Brock Purdy talk. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit rather than credit, which is something I prefer, shouldn't you also get rewarded? I'd say yes. Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases with no fees whatsoever. Check out the eligibility and the terms at Discover.com/cashback debit. Discover Bank member FDIC. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Alex, you know I don't call for too many things, but I need you to call for the music. I need you to call for the music.
Are you ready, Rob?
I'm ready. You ready? Another Chris 3-0 night last night.
Wow.
I've hit my last 6 picks on Shekel City, and man.
How much money you made?
Last night I made $650.
Wow.
Not bad, right?
Congrats. Good job.
Yes. So
you
here we go.
It all at Marshall's today, this afternoon?
Yeah, when I go to the World Series, I'm sure I'll go by the mall and check it out. all right, let's do it tonight, Chris. NBA back. Of course, I'm doing NBA games. I'll pick the World Series later on this week. All right, Colorado. Best bet. Celtics -3.5 at the Knicks. And these were posted way earlier than the games have started.
Celtics also, up 9 right now.
What are they up? 9? Yep.
9, second so that was, quarter, yeah.
That's my best bet. I got the Magic minus 4.5. Chris, what they got over the Rockets?
They're up 10 fairly midway through the second quarter.
Yep, and anybody who follows me, you can get the Shekel City picks on social media. And then tonight, if you haven't gotten them and you're still looking to make a bet tonight, I got the Mavericks minus 3.5 at the Spurs. Kind of surprised at that, Chris. I know the Spurs, people are expecting things from Wembanyama and right. all that. But I'm just surprised that they're only up. Oh, thank you. Very nice. I tried to get it out there. I think I said it right. So there we go.
Victor Wembanyama.
I got it right for a change. 6-0 my last two nights. Feeling good about this one tonight. Again, best bet, Celtics minus 3.5, Magic minus 4.5, and the Mavericks minus 3.5 at the Spurs tonight, the last game on the schedule. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on and how I cashed out the last two nights.
That is our man, Rob Parker, and Shekel City. And we mentioned it, Rob, in our conversation with Greg Jennings, that Brock Purdy, this is a weird one, Rob, because most people know, he played the entire game Monday night when they lost that game. And now it came out today, earlier today, kind of in the afternoon, that he was in concussion protocol. And so it is doubt. We don't expect him to play. Sam Darnold right now, people expect him to start when they play the Bengals on Sunday. But Adam Schefter, Rob G, is saying what? There have been a few players to give us the update on what Schefter said.
Sure. So we put out two tweets. One of them in the initial report about the Brock Purdy concussion was that there had only been one player in recent memory that had cleared concussion protocol this late in the week and was able to play on Sunday. He has since clarified, saying if he indeed got the concussion on Sunday last week and he has the entire week to prepare, actually 1 in 4 players can get a concussion in, say, Sunday week 2 and be back by week 3, for example.
So, yeah, I mean,
either way, not looking good, but it's possible.
Well, that would almost sound like a 25% chance?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Okay. That's better than it was 2 hours ago, right?
It sounded like he wasn't playing for sure. Right.
Right. So, and look, he obviously came back earlier from the elbow injury and surgery. So, I mean, obviously that's completely different from a concussion, but maybe he's a fast healer. They said he started showing signs of concussion, Rob, on the flight. Or was it the bus or the flight, whatever it was, the flight. Okay. Look, I think this is interesting. I mean, hopefully it's nothing too serious and he'll be back, at least the next game, if not against Cincinnati. But those that have been doubters about Purdy, Rob, are eager to see what Darnold does in his stead. And you were a guy that was high on Sam Darnold at one point. Are you kind of like, hey, this is a great situation? I think he obviously was more touted than Purdy coming out of college. He was the number 3 pick. So are you one of those guys that thinks he might be able to go in there and do at least what Brock Purdy does?
No, I'm not convinced of it. Sam Darnold, no. I haven't seen enough to feel good about him.
Keep it locked. 2 hours left.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.